Sean McFadden, we're a week out now from the Ultra 555. This is the fourth running of the event. It's continuing to build each and every year, and by all accounts, with the entry, we're going to be set for another bumper edition of it next weekend.
It sure is, Oisin. As you said, it's the fourth year, and it's got legs, so every year it got better and better. And this year we have over 64 teams, and we have over 300 riders on the road and one go. So, you know, I mean, it's really kicked off, and people have put it into their calendar every year now as an annual event, and we're delighted that we've got a full field again.
Yeah, it is a very, very unique event. It's a challenging event. Have you tweaked things much for 2019, Sean?
No, we haven't tweaked not much. We've changed a couple of things, the halfway point, stuff like that, but we try to keep it the same because people have it now. We have course records, and people want to beat their time, no more than a 5K or 10K. So we're trying to keep the course as much as the same as possible for people to set their target and try and beat their time from last year, you know. So we haven't tweaked anything at all of it, you know.
Cormac Kinney was the man last year. Who's going to be, well, who are the prospects, contenders rather, to win it in 2019?
Listen, I suppose it's an endurance race, and it could be anybody, you know. As we know, we've experienced it before with Joe Barr and Jason Black and Ron McLaughlin and all the big hitters that have come and done it. And like Joe, as you know, is an international endurance athlete, and you know, he hasn't succeeded yet, you know what I mean? So on paper, Roy Devlin has won the Joe Barr 200, and I know Roy really, really well. I've read the race with him in the day, and he's going really, really, really well. And then there's a guy called Aaron O'Brien from down the country, down in Westport, down around there, was a really good international triathlete, and he's done a couple of races, and he's a tough man too. So, but you don't know, you know. There's a field of over 34 solo riders there. It could come from anybody, you know. You just have to get it right on the day, and it depends, I suppose, if they've got the nutrition right and they've got all that kind of stuff right. You know, anything could go wrong, actually, anything.
And apart from the guys that's going to be fighting it out at the head of the field in the individual category, there is also the people who are doing it for their own challenge, and there's team events, and there's other wee elements to this race apart from the bows at the front.
Oh, this race is really was made up for people to challenge themselves, for businesses and for, like, you know, people that train together over the winter months and done their long ride, so they could do it as an 8-man team, a 4-man team, or a 2-man team, or solo, you know. And the solo category, I suppose, is it leads people into doing, like, the race around Ireland and all the bigger races. But the other side of it is, like, you know, I mean, we have over 40 4-man teams this year, you know. So that's people that ride together in the winter months, and, you know, they want a bit of crack and they want to challenge themselves, and, like, it's good. And there's, like, businesses, and there's bike shops, and like husband and wife and all that kind of stuff, you know. So it takes it all into consideration that everybody can do it, you know.
Yeah, and the start is early on Friday, isn't it?
The start is early on Friday. We pulled it to 8 o'clock on Friday morning, just to give more clearance on the road, and hopefully, like, you know, we're going to go the same route, the same format, and the same time gaps and all that kind of stuff, because it worked really well over the years, you know.
Yeah, as we said, the course is challenging. It's undulating. It has everything that Donegal is known for. It's got lots of hills, but there's other factors and conditions that can play a part. The weather is one. If you were taking on the 555, what sort of weather conditions would be ideal for the cyclists?
Well, as we know, last year's conditions were absolutely perfect for Cormac. You know, he still rode a fantastic race. He averaged over 28 kilometres an hour. You know, you need very little wind to do what Cormac done, you know. And we've been blessed over the years, last 3 years, that we've had good weather. And the weather at the moment's not great in Donegal, so hopefully it'll pick up for next weekend, you know. But it's the same for everybody, you know. At the end of the day, okay, there might not be course records, but there will be, like, there's going to be a fight up front for the team prizes and the solo competitors, you know. So it's going to be the same for everybody, you know. It's going to be mentally, physically, and you just have to be tough. And you know, they've signed up to 555 kilometres, and you know, Roisin, as well as I know, the roads around Donegal and the terrain and the surface, it does wear you down. And, like, there's over 6,000 metres of climbing on it.
Listen, you're not in Ireland at the moment. You're due back on Tuesday for the 555. Don't be making us too jealous now, but what's the weather like in Dubai at the moment? I'm looking out the window here, and it's overcast and cloudy, no sign of sun. What are you looking at, Sean?
Yeah, we're looking at 42 degrees here today in Dubai, you know, so it's hot. I'm actually not long back there. I done a long ride there with the group It's called Jebel Jais Climb. It's 34K long. But the temperature was just it was so hot on the way up. And then the way down, it was like being in an oven on the way back down again. It was so, so hot. But no, I'm looking forward to getting back on Tuesday morning early to get this fourth running of the 555 across the line. And hopefully next year, we've got a couple of wee exciting things coming next year with the 555. We're going to make it more interesting maybe for the solo riders. We're not just going to leak it out yet, but we're working behind the scenes to try and make it more testing and more challenging for the solo riders, and we're looking forward to that, you know, as race organisers.
Yeah, just finally then, Sean, I suppose if people get out on the road and give these boys a bit of support, I'm sure it all helps.
Of course, like we're hoping that we'll have a good crowd at the Mount Errigal on Friday morning when they leave the ramp, and you know, I mean, we have to thank the Mount Errigal for that. It's just a fantastic venue for what we wanted. You know, it's bang smack in the middle of our race, and they have to leave from there and pass it again, you know, so we're very thankful for that. But please come out and support wherever you've done it. Like, I mean, there's, as I said, there's over 300 riders on it, so there's going to be families and friends all over the road everywhere, you know, so, but just to say, be safe and, you know, just be wary that there is other users on the road, you know. It's not all about cycling, and we have to obey the rules of the road and all that kind of stuff, you know, because I've seen over the years, like, you know, people taking up the whole of the road, and that doesn't help the race by any means. You know, we have to be, you know, safe and try and make it safe for everybody so we can get them all home safe and sound.
Yeah. Okay, well, you have a safe trip back on Tuesday to Ireland. The rest of us are going to do a wee bit of work. You can go back to the beach now, Sean.
Thanks, Archie. Thanks for the call.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.